Buksan po natin ang ating mga Biblia sa mga aklat ng mga awit, 117 or Psalm 117, talata 1 hanggang 2, dalawang verses lamang po. At matatagpuan din to sa page 10 ng ating bulletin. And you can read along the screen. Purihin si Yahweh, dapat na purihin ng lahat ng bansa. Siya ay purihin ng lahat ng tao sa balat ng lupa. Mga kapatid, ito ang salita ng Diyos. Nakaupo na po tayo.
Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Ako po si Pastor Alvin, naglilingkod bilang isa sa mga elders ng Crossroads Church of Dubai. Welcome po sa ating mga first-time visitors. We hope that you are able to enjoy yung time of reflecting on God's Word through our singing and praying. And kung kayo ay first time, meron kaming regalo para sa inyo. We have a Bible for you. If prefer ninyo English translation or Tagalog, meron po kaming may po-provide. Kung naubusan man, pwede namin kayong pangakuan na bigyan. At so far, hindi pa naman nababale ang aming mga pangako pag sinabing ibibigay next week. Ayan po. So please grab a Bible kasi we believe that the Bible is God's spoken word to His people. So pinangahalagahan po natin ang salita ng Diyos dito sa iglesia na ito. This month of June, Crossroads will go through a short 5-week study series on the Psalms, or the Book of Psalms. Ang Psalms ay book of poetry na may nilalaman na 150 na chapters. Ito isinulat karamihan ni Haring David at nang may mga ilang contributors din na nagsulat dito, gaya po ni Moses, Solomon, Asaph, Sons of Korah, at mga ilan na hindi kilalang manunulat. Ang Hebrew title ng Psalms ay Songs of Praises. Maraming klase ang mga poems and psalms, pero each one would fall either one of two categories. One, meron tinatawag na lament poems, or may tinatawag din na praise poems. Nahahati ang Psalms sa 5 books, na kung saan mapapakinggan natin ang ilan sa mga elders natin, preach from 4 out of the 5 book divisions of this poetic book. Psalm 24 is book 1, which Pastor Jovan Villote will be preaching on June 30. Psalm 42 is book 2, which Pastor John Maynas will be preaching on June 23rd. Psalm 75, which is part ng book 3, Pastor Jason Maharuco naman na magpipreach sa June 16. And Psalm 117, Book 5, ang inyong lingkod po ay ipipreach ngayong gabi. Next week po ang ating guest speaker naman na si Dr. Scott Zeller will be preaching from Book 5 then. At yun po ay Psalm 126. Last week po ay nagkaroon po kami ni Diane ng pagkakataon na bisitahin ang Grace Covenant Church Abu Dhabi where Pastor Aaron serves as an interim pastor. One of the many things that I enjoyed sa church po na ito is singing songs of praises to our God with the congregation. Now, na-enjoy ko po yung congregational singing, hindi ho dahil sa well-prepared yung ating mga music team at they're leading yung congregation well in ushering worship to God. But I enjoyed listening sa kanilang mga voices of two nations in unison singing praises to the Lord. I really enjoyed listening to singing na kunsang iba-ibang accent. Ano? There are two nations that are represented ng congregation na yon, and both are singing praises to God. As I recall that moment, I'm reminded of Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 hanggang 10. That one day all of God's people from every nation will be in one great gathering singing praises to our Father. Do you know that the gathering of nations to praise the Lamb was mentioned over and over again sa ating Bible? Ngayong gabi, I'd like to share one of those passages. It's a psalm that summons nations to praise the true and living God. So I would like to invite everyone to open your Bibles sa Psalm 117. Ang Psalm 117 po ay bahagi ng mga collection of Jewish hymns of praise o yung tinatawag na Psalter. Laging kinakanta ng mga Jews ito sa temple at sa kanilang mga regular worship time. Psalm 117 is an interesting psalm. Kasi ito ay ang 595th chapter ng Bible. So ano po ibig sabihin nun? Ibig sabihin po nun, ito yung gitnang chapter ng buong Bible. Kung bubuksan nyo po yung gitna ng Bible, dun po yung psalm, dun po yung Psalm 117. It is also the shortest psalm and chapter in the whole Bible. Sa English Standard Version, it only has 28 words long in 2 verses. Ganun po siya kaikse. Kaya kung meron kayong mga checklist na gustong gawin and part doon is memorizing a chapter sa Bible, eto na po ang para sa inyo. Maganda na hong simulan sa Psalm 117. Now, mentioning how brief this psalm is, have probably raised expectations and triggered excitement within you na magiging maiksi ang sermon ngayong gabi. Naalala ko na yun ang binanggit sa akin ni Pastor Elon these past days, na he teased me by saying, mukhang mapapaaga ang uwi natin ngayong Friday. Well, I might disappoint you all. Kasi kahit maiksi ang Psalm 117, we must be slow to underestimate this psalm. For this short hymn is potent in praise. Maaring maiksi ito, pero ito'y malaman, malalim, at makabuluhan, lalo na sa ating mga mananampalataya na hintil sa panahon na ito. This psalm is short and sweet, sabi ni Matthew Henry. If we rightly understood and consider it, we should sing it oftener for the sweetness of it, especially to us sinners of the Gentiles, on whom it casts a very favorable eye. Hindi natin alam ang identity ng manunulat ng psalm na ito, but we could rightly assume na siya ay isang propeta. This psalm is telling the story of God's promise to redeem His people through a Messiah. Let me read once again Psalm 117 and then we will pray. Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol Him, all peoples. For great is His steadfast love toward us. And the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, may You open our eyes to see marvelous things about this psalm. May You grant us engaged minds and humble hearts, ready to receive, ready to rest on You, ready to respond to Your living word for the praise of Your name. Amen. Ang main point natin sa passage ito is this. Let the nations praise the Lord, for His loyal love and faithfulness are everlasting. Let the nations praise the Lord, for His loyal love and faithfulness are everlasting. We have divided itong passage, short passage na ito, into three. Kaya nga sabi ko sa inyo, matidisappoint kayo sa ikse. Number one, who should praise? Number two, who is to be praised? And number three, why are we to praise the Lord? Ang three points natin ngayon ba is in question form. At sasagutin natin unang-una kung sino ang dapat magpuri sa Diyos o yung tinatawag na universal duty of praise. Pangalawa, titingnan natin kung sino lamang ang Diyos na dapat purihin o yung tinatawag ng object of our praise. And it's at ikatlo, ang dahilan kung bakit kailangan purihin ang Diyos na ito or the reason for praise. Una-una sa lahat, who should praise? Tingnan po natin ang verse 1. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol Him, all peoples. Twice in verse 1, nabanggit po ang praise the Lord, extol Him. These are commands. It's an imperative. It's not a mere invitation, but an obligation. Yung tinatawag na summons. It's a summons. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is summoning people to praise Him. Sabi niya sa, but who is He summoning? Sabi niya, people, but who is He summoning? Who is He authoritatively asking to come? Sabi niya sa verse 1, all nations, all people. Ano po ibig sabihin nito? In this passage, praising the Lord is commanded to all people of different nations, tribes, tongues, and cultures. Ito ang tinatawag na universal duty of praise. The word, the worship of the Lord is the task of all peoples in all places, in all times. What's unusual lamang dito is that God is commanding His covenant people, Israel, to sing this psalm of invitation. Medyo namamangha ako habang minimeditate ko to, no? Kasi the Jews dislike the Gentiles. Yet, kasama ito sa hymn book of praise nila. Could you imagine pag nasa temple sila and in unison singing out loud itong praise na to, tapos yung Gentiles nasa labas naririnig ito? I wonder kung ano yung tono ng kanilang habang kinakanta nila ito, lalo na kung hindi bukal sa kanilang kalooban. Sa Psalm 117 lang ba matatagpuan yung ganitong klaseng command? Well, ang language na ginamit in this passage goes all the way back to God's promises to Abraham. Makikita po natin yan sa Genesis chapter 12. God said that through Abraham, He would bring blessing to the families of the earth. Nasa verse 3 yun. Sa Genesis chapter 17, sabi ng Diyos kay Abraham, He would make him the father of many nations. Nasa verse 5 yun. Tapos sa Genesis chapter 22, He said that through one of His descendants, all the nations of the earth would be blessed, as of verse 18. And so Psalm 117 makes the Jews sing out this invitation to the nations to come and praise the Lord. That all peoples are to join God's covenant people in adoring Him, the majestic, glorious God. So the worship of God is not optional. It's not cultural distinctive of one nation or one people group lamang. Ito ang universal duty or responsibility lahat ng mga tao sa mundo. It doesn't matter kung anong lahi. Hindi lamang mga Jews ang dapat magbigay ng papuri sa Panginoon, kasama dito ang mga Australians at Afghanistans, Brazilians at Botswanans, Japanese at saka Jordanians, Pinoy at Pakistani. Iba-ibang lahi. Iba-ibang lahi. Sabi nga ng Westminster Shorter Catechism, the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. You and I are created to praise God. So ang tanong, how is this possible? This was made possible because of the redeeming work of Christ on the cross, who not only reconciled us sinners to God, but also to each other, Kaya regardless of lahi, now we become one people, one family, regardless the Jews or Gentiles. Friends, we are in a way fulfilling this command every time we come on a Friday night sa Crossroads with brothers and sisters who are Gentiles, corporately praising the Lord through singing songs of praises, praying prayers of thanksgiving, exalting Christ in our conversations, and fulfilling the one another's to each other. Kaya mga kapatid, let us not neglect to gather every Friday for worship, for praises. We gather to corporately praise our God and our King. Also mga kapatid, kung magiging faithful tayo sa text, we should also be praying and thinking of ways on how the gospel to be gospel witnesses sa ibang mga lahi. We need to start thinking and praying for ways to do that. And not only that, we should have a growing desire for worldwide witness or missions. Mommy, I'll mention a few things about this towards the end. So God commands the nations to praise Him. This is the work to which you and I are called, for which we have been redeemed. This is the universal duty of praise. Pero sino lang dapat ang object of our praise? Yun po yung second question na tinatanong natin. Who is to be praised? Verses 1 and 2. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol Him, all peoples. For great His steadfast love toward us. And the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Tatlong beses po nabanggit ang passage in all caps, the Lord. Isang beses po sa verse 1 at dalawang beses po sa verse 2. Sa ating translations, kapag nakita natin nakakaps ang Lord, it means God's covenant name, which is Yahweh. It's the name He used to reveal Himself to His people. Makikita po natin yan sa Exodus chapter 3 na nagpakilala ang Panginoon kay Moses sa pamamagitan ng burning bush. At inutusan niya si Moses na bumalik sa Egypt at palayain ang mga Israelita sa pagkakaalipin ni Pharaoh. Nung tinanong ni Moses, anong pangalan ang sasabihin ko na nagpadala sa akin, ito ang sagot ng Panginoon ni Yahweh sa kanya. God said, I am who I am. I am has sent me to you. I am, o Yahweh, or the Lord, in all caps, ay ang pangalan mismo ng Diyos. And this God commands His covenant people Israel na huwag gumawa ng imahe at sambahin ang mga foreign gods o mga gawa-gawang Diyos-Diyosan. And not to take His name in vain. He is the only God that Israel should exclusively praise and worship. Ngunit alam naman natin, if we know our Bible, that Israel over and over again had disobeyed God's command to exclusively praise at saka worship Him. They praised and called the name of foreign gods like Nana, moon god ng Ur, na sinasamba dati ni Abraham, Dagon, the sea and agricultural god of the Philistines, Molech, god of the Amorites, Baal, the god of the Canaanites, Ashtaroth, Asherah, Chemosh, and many other gods na niluhuran, sinamba, at nag-offer ng sacrifices ang people of Israel. And this is not just true sa mga Israelites who are God's covenant people. Totoo din po sa atin to, mga mananampalataya ngayon. With all the commands of God to exclusively praise and worship Him, Paul says in Romans 1:25, we have exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and we have worshipped the creature rather than the Creator who is blessed forever. So instinctively and innately, ang puso ng tao gravitates towards praising almost anything. Which is interesting. We love to praise anything we enjoy and we like. We like praising our favorite team sports. We love praising our favorite athletes. We love praising our spouse and children sa ibang tao. We love to praise the things that we value. People's achievements, talents, and wealth, and food, and drinks. We love to praise these things because we value them. Hindi naman sila in itself ay masama. If not careful, these things can be elevated as God in our lives. And supremely, among the objects of our praise is the praise of self. The praise of self. We love to praise ourselves. That's our problem. We are blind and left to ourselves. We will never praise Yahweh. The darkened hearts of man never truly loved God, but only loved himself or herself. We are enslaved by the praise of self. And sometimes we even invite people to praise the things that we praise. Ang galing niya, no? Bagay ba sa akin ang buhok ko ngayon? Maganda na ba ang katawan ko? We invite people because we are inclined to praise things that we value and like. Pero ang danger lang dito, sabi ni John Calvin, ang heart natin is an idol-making factory. Ang number one praises natin ay hindi yung ibang tao, kundi sa atin. Sometimes we praise people so that they would praise us back. That's how fallen we are. God alone is to be praised. Sabi sa Isaiah 42:8, I am the Lord, this is my name, my glory I give to no other, nor my praise to carved idols. The more we praise ourselves, the more we become the gods of our lives. We need new eyes in order to see God's beauty and grandeur, and new hearts that would truly praise Him, hearts that will truly love Him. And so the third thing I want us to see is the reason for praise, which actually provides the solution sa ating problema. Number three and last. Wow, nakangiti yung iba. Totoo, Pastor. Short psalm, short sermon, we'll see. Why are we to praise the Lord? Verse 2. For great is His steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. God alone intervenes. He doesn't leave us in darkness of our sins and our sins. He makes us see. He opens our blind eyes to His great love. And so the reason for praise is His steadfast love and faithfulness. Attributes of God. Steadfast love is hesed in Hebrew. Na ang ibig sabihin ay loyal love. Loyal love. O covenant love. This is a type of love that makes promises of redemption and fulfills them all the time. And this love finds its highest expression on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The Apostle Paul, in a Bible study, ay nagtuturo sa isang maliit na group na may nilalaman na Jewish at Gentile believers po sa Rome. So, ang mga Jewish believers na pinangaralan din ni Paul needed to welcome itong mga Gentile believers kasi nga meron parang gap between them. Kailangan nilang tanggapin yung mga hintil na kapatiran sa Panginoon as brothers and sisters in Christ and co-heirs to the promise that God had given to Abraham. He was trying to do that. And as both Jews and Gentile believers are wrestling with that teaching, nahihirapan sila kasi hindi sila magkasundo eh. Anong ginawa ni Paul? Paul, in Romans 15, 5-11, gives that explanation na dapat tanggapin nila ang mga Gentile believers as brothers and sisters. And then in verse 11 in Romans 5, he quotes Psalm 117. So why did he quote Psalm 117? He quotes Psalm 117 because he is saying that Jesus came on a mission to make the Gentiles, the nations, worship God. So in short, hindi lang kayong niligtas pati sila so that both Jews and Gentiles could worship God. He used the Old Testament to illuminate yung mga brothers and sisters na Jews sa kanilang in-expose yung heart nila and to see how they would respond sa kapatiran la hindi nila kalahi. And so both Jews and Gentiles heard it and embraced it. Paul is saying in Psalm 117, God had long planned to accomplish redemption through His Son to reach the nation. So in short, hindi lang salvation for the Jews, but salvation to the Gentiles. And we are considered mga Pinoy, mga Gentiles. Kasi hindi tayo Jew. We are in a place that is 85% Gentiles. Oh no, sorry. Almost a huge number. Maybe 90 plus. Sorry, got those numbers mixed up. Pero karamihan sa lugar na ito ay Gentiles. So, God, in His plan before the foundations of the world to gather nations to worship Him. Sabi sa Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, "For He Himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in His flesh the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in the ordinances, that He might create in Himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility." Jesus' death on the cross reconciled us to God and reconciled us to one another. Jesus' perfect life and sacrificial death on the cross had paid our sins in full, which we were singing kanina pa sa ating songs of praise. So Jesus' death and resurrection has paid our sins. So those who will repent, anyone, Jews, Gentiles, o anuman ang lahi, who repents from their sin and responds to this good news of Christ's resurrection, will have eternal life. Will be part of the covenant community ng Panginoon. Will have everlasting life. Jesus came to open our hearts and to make us see and adore Him. Something na hindi po na-experience ng hindi mananampalataya. The steadfast love of the Lord and His faithfulness are the reason for praise. You know, in Jesus' last Passover meal, He celebrated it with His disciples. Makikita po ito sa Matthew chapter 6, verse 30. May na-mention dito in passing na sinabi, after they ate, they sang a meal. At the Passover, the custom was before dinner, you would sing Psalms 113, tsaka 114. And then after dinner, you would sing Psalm 115 and Psalm 118. I was reading that and I was meditating on that, and I just imagine right before the dreadful suffering and the horror of the cross, where Jesus bore our guilt and shame to reconcile us to God, Jesus was singing Psalm 117. He was singing about the great steadfast love of the Lord and His enduring faithfulness. Really, He was singing about Himself. Jesus Christ came to make the nations sing to Him. Nangyari po yun on the cross. Sabi ni John Piper in his book, Let the Nations Be Glad. Missions exist because worship doesn't. He's saying that missions is temporary yet necessary, but worship abides forever. Worship, therefore, is the fuel and goal of missions. Missions exist. Naalala ko when I was being trained sa Pilipinas para mag-share ng gospel. I was asking, ano magpapainggan nyo sa kanya pag nakanila? Well, the motivating factor, sabi ng isang faithful, isang older saint sa akin, is kailangan nila malaman na pupunta sila ng impyerno at kung hindi sila tatanggap sa Panginoon Jesucristo, sila'y pupunta ng impyerno. And out of fear, talagang lahat ng mga masyadong ko, kailangan pupunta ka ng impyerno, pupunta ng impyerno. Which is, hindi rin humali yun. Hindi rin humali yun. Pero the reason why God wants to save people to Himself is so that they would give Him praises. So that they would worship Him. Napakadaming tao sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo who are not praising God yet. The reason why may missions, that's why there are people who go out to become missionaries in an unreached people group or least reached people group because they're praying that through the spread of the gospel, many would come to faith in Christ, thus join us in praising Jesus. How many brothers and sisters, sa mga tao sa ating buhay, who are still not praising Jesus? How many of the 62 nationalities na nasa kumpanya nyo na hindi pa nagpe-praise kay Jesus? We have been redeemed. We have the gospel. We should have a deeper desire for the nations to spread the gospel, to share the gospel to them. Friends, God's worldwide plan is to see the nations worship Him. Kailangan magkaroon po tayo ng passion for God's worldwide mission. A worldwide witness. This is the reason why we're praying to plant churches. That is, we're praying to see churches replanted. That's why we're praying men and women would get trained so that they would herald the gospel of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, how are you thinking about the nations lately? Pag sinabing ibang lahi, ano ang kagad pumapasok sa isip natin? Ang madalas ba pumasok sa isipan natin ay reklamo? Ang madalas ba naisip natin ay inconvenience? O naisip ba natin na ito ay isang kaluluwa, mga kaluluwa na kailangan abutin kay Kristo? Pray for Crossroads. Pray that we would be a church that would be a springboard to send more people to the missions, to the mission field. That church, this church would, kahit papano in a small way, would contribute in advancing the gospel dito sa Dubai, sa UAE, at kung saan man dadali ng Panginoon ang mga manggagawa na itatalaga ng Panginoon sa Crossroads. May Crossroads Church of Dubai be a church that would send gospel workers so that many more nations will praise Jesus. Let the nations praise the Lord, for His loyal love and faithfulness are everlasting. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we are thankful that we are able to praise You through Your Son. Because of Jesus taking us out of darkness and placing us into Your wondrous life, we are able to see Your beauty. We are able to worship You. We are able to praise Your name. And all our good works are not filthy rags sa harapan ninyo. So would You help us to live a life that adorns the gospel? I pray that You would use these men. I pray that You would awaken hearts dito. Maybe You are calling people here to be missionaries. to a different land, to a different culture. Maybe you are preparing men and women to plant churches or to be part of a ministry that would engage unreached and least speech people group. Would you give wisdom to the elders? Would you open our eyes? Would you give us a heart to be in support and wisdom on how to do this if ever opportunities would come? We're thankful, Lord, for giving us an opportunity to serve Grace Covenant Church. We pray that you would help us to bless them. Bless Pastor Aaron as he ministers and leads this church in good health. So we pray, Father, that this church would be a church that would display your glory to the watching world, to Abu Dhabi. And this is our prayer, then, across those, Lord, for your glory alone. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.